Hey guys, welcome back to day four of the podcast party. Today we are talking about why I don't believe that information is enough anymore and what that means for you and your business, what that means for me and my business, and what that means for online business as a whole. Welcome to the Self-Made Mamas podcast, where we help you build a business that fills your bank account, frees up your schedule, and hands you back the power that too many women have to sacrifice when they become mothers. I'm Melissa Rogers, recovering supermom, corporate dropout, and CEO of a highly profitable online business that I built from scratch with a baby on my hip. I created this podcast to talk business and marketing, motherhood and marriage, health and healing, building wealth, and breaking cycles. So if you're ready for all of that, let's get to it. For the last few years, the world of online business has really been dominated by this mass transition from selling done-for-you services to selling information. And this is really not a bad thing in and of itself, because if you're really good at what you do, there really does come a point where your services are so in demand that you can't keep up. And moving into either an agency model or into the consulting and information space is kind of a natural evolution. What we've seen in the last few years, however, is an overwhelming amount of people jumping straight into the infopreneurship stage. And this has led to an imbalance in the market and kind of a saturation of unskilled or low-skilled and self-titled information providers in the form of course creators and coaches. And obviously, that's not across the board. This is just something that is happening in the market, right? But as we enter times of economic uncertainty, which we talked about yesterday, and this sort of rapidly maturing online business market, the wheels are kind of starting to fall off. There is a big difference between finding success in an immature and unknown market versus competing in a mature, saturated, and skeptical market. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. First of all, let's look at kind of what used to work and what all of us are really used to in the online business space. The first thing that we need to consider is that in an immature market, the consumer doesn't really have expectations because they are being sold products or services that they haven't encountered before, or they haven't encountered in that form before. If we look back at like 2016, 2018, maybe into 2019, in the online business space, we see a lot of fairly easy success in the digital course and e-learning space. Consumers were excited to have access to information at a fraction of the cost of traditional education. It was inexpensive to build an email list using Facebook ads. People were much more willing to opt into lead magnets and open the emails that you sent them. Instagram actually showed your content to the people that followed you. And so people who had the skills and financial means to develop even average quality digital products and build an audience back then could very, very easily create success. We also see this specific pattern in the MLM industry. So the first people to join a new MLM will reap the most benefits because they profit from everyone who joins later, even when the opportunity is no longer viable and the product is no longer relevant or competitive. What we're seeing now in the online business space is almost exactly that issue. There are too many people doing the same thing and trying to recreate the results that the people they follow were able to achieve in market conditions that no longer exist. A big part of that problem is that so many current online business owners entered the space and jumped straight into infopreneurship, which is not to say anything negative about them in most cases, but it is reflective of the marketing tropes that have dominated this space for the last few years. The idea that anyone can come out of nowhere and sell an online course is really intoxicating, and the marketing of that idea is extremely profitable. We now have lots of information available for purchase, and in many cases, a lack of experience in implementing that information in a diversity of situations. And what I mean by that is that we have tons of information for sale, and we have very few people who truly understand how to apply that information in different niches, different circumstances, and different market conditions. If you listen to yesterday's episode about the online business purge I'm predicting, this will make a lot of sense to you because we are entering market conditions that almost no one currently running an online business has been through before. So the quote-unquote experts and the coaches that are really one-trick ponies, so to speak, in every niche, are unlikely to make it through the next couple of years successfully. That also means that even if you are a true expert, a real professional with amazing value to share, you need to be ready to adapt to a rapidly maturing market and run your own business accordingly. And as you might have put together by now, just consuming information about marketing and sales is not going to be sufficient for you to succeed moving forward. Obviously, I teach business, and I can tell you that it used to be enough to give people a process or a method and send them a way to implement it, maybe answer a few questions that they had, and they would usually get their desired results. But things are changing so fast now. The market is again so much more saturated, skeptical, and competitive that that is no longer enough. Templated marketing just doesn't work anymore. And the days of mid to high ticket evergreen sales on autopilot are basically gone. Most people have also turned off their SLO funnels because ad costs are too high to profit on a very low ticket product. So for context, if you don't know what an SLO funnel is, it's basically when you see ads that are running directly to a very low ticket product. It's usually $27 or $37. Sometimes it's as low as $7, but ad costs are so high now that the cost of acquiring that sale in the ad funnel often is so much greater than the profit from the sale that these funnels end up bleeding money, right? As always, there are exceptions. Some people have very successful SLO funnels, but this is what we're seeing for the most part in the industry right now. You'll notice that 2 years ago, everybody had an SLO funnel, and now very few people are running them because ad costs have gone up and it no longer makes sense for most businesses. What you will see is really interesting, and that is some of those business owners selling those little products on different marketplaces where they're not running ads, they're not paying for ad spend. Some people are listing their $27 and $37 products on Etsy, for example, which is really interesting. It's not something we have tested, but it's definitely something we've thought about to see if we can sort of tap into that existing market of people searching a marketplace like Etsy for support for products. Now, my program specifically has always been very hands-on and supportive. That's one of our values. But recently, I have to admit that this year I recognized a need for more than what we were offering. Because as the market starts to demand higher quality customer relationships and more trust building just in your content and in, you know, your conversations with people, and also exponentially more touch points before a purchase, everyone's business is going to require a unique approach. And everyone's priorities are going to be different based on the existing gaps in their marketing, on their short and long-term goals, and on the resources that they currently have available. Not everybody has extra cash flow for an ads budget. Not everybody has extra time to create tons of video content. Everybody is working with different ingredients. So it's very difficult now to give somebody a set of instructions for a recipe for success when everybody's bringing different ingredients to the table and not everybody is in a position to substitute things out. So that's why that's not really working anymore. As I said, we've always been quite hands-on and quite supportive, and we've always been super available to answer questions and things like that. But we've noticed that there is this gap in implementation and action because things are changing so quickly. When I give somebody a piece of information, for example, I could sit on a hot seat call a month ago and someone could ask me a question about Instagram, and I will give them an answer that in that moment is true and is valuable and it is helpful. But 3 weeks later, that information is no longer serving them because something else has happened on Instagram. There's been another glitch or another change or something like that. So we're finding that things are changing so quickly and this sort of content economy is evolving so rapidly that people need more than that. That's why we've now built in actual marketing support calls into the society. Once a week, we are hopping on Zoom and we are doing hands-on, done with you marketing for your business. We have a content lab. The first Thursday of every month is a content lab, and we sit with people and we audit their current content. We help them come up with new content concepts and we create a strategy specific to their goals with them. We also have a copy clinic where our students come and submit documents or share their screens, and I will literally sit and edit their copy with them or come up with messaging if they don't have any copy. And sometimes that's just sort of this paragraph feels weird to me. How do we edit it? How do we make it sound better? Sometimes it's, look at this email. I don't know where different headlines should go. I don't know what should be bold and what should be italicized. I don't know if this sentence makes sense. We're getting right down into the weeds and working with people on their actual marketing assets, because right now there are so much going on and the demand on a business owner is so high that we want to make sure that we are offering that to people who don't necessarily have a team of professionals to execute for them, right? Those are the people that we serve in the society. We also have offer audit calls where you can bring your ideas for new offers or promotions and we'll go through them with you and make sure there's no red flags or holes in it. Or you can come and you can tweak an existing offer that maybe isn't quite working the way that you want to. Maybe it's selling, but it's stressing you out and it's not sustainable. Maybe you're really good at it, but it's not really selling. There's so many different things, so many different holes that we might need to patch up with an offer. So we have that going on. Every single month, you can come to an offer audit and we'll work with you to refine sustainable, marketable offers that really make sense for your specific business goals and your specific lifestyle goals as well. And in the fall, we're actually rolling out an ads incubator. We'll be helping you implement, audit and manage a paid ad strategy for your business when you are ready for that. That's not something that we recommend you dive into right away. We've got some foundational work to do first, but a lot of our students have moved through those phases and they're now ready to implement paid traffic. And so we want to make sure that we're supporting them too. We are doing all of that in addition to our regular coaching support and curriculum that we've always offered. We're also not touching the program price, because the promise of the society is to give you the tools and support that you need to build a profitable and sustainable business. It's my job as the provider of that promise to adapt to changing market conditions and to adjust my offering so that you can continue to be successful when you work with me. I wanted to share that with you transparently because I know a lot of you listening to this are going to be service providers. You're going to be doing done-for-you work or done-with-you work. You're going to be coaches or consultants. I know that when I share things like this, I'm an example person. I like to see examples, and I know that those are really helpful for a lot of you. So I'm hoping that by sharing that with you, you can start to think about what can you do with your offers? What can you do with your marketing to adjust to this matured market? If you are somebody that sells digital products, if you're somebody that sells courses or coaching or consulting, how can you bolster the way that you're delivering on your promise to your customers? What can you do to ensure that you're not just throwing information at them and letting them go figure it out on their own? What can you do to make your offer stand out? We talked about this a little bit at the end of yesterday's episode, right? What can you do to make your offer really stand out in this market and be really excellent so that when market conditions evolve, as they will, you are consistently emerging as a very clear leader in your space? I don't mean leader in the influencer sense. I don't care how many followers you have. I don't care what kind of audience you have, but how can you make it so that when someone encounters your offer after they've interacted with your brand, they think to themselves, holy crap, this is the best version of this solution that I have seen? And that's something you can do no matter what niche you're in. I know that the example I shared is my business. So obviously I'm business to business, B2B marketing, but you could be a nutritionist. You could be a photographer. You could be a sleep consultant. You could be anything, a graphic designer, and this can apply to you. How can you make it so that when people encounter you, you are clearly a leader in your market and you are clearly somebody that is not at the whim of changing trends, somebody that has the skills and expertise to endure? All right, so that's what I want to leave you with today. Make sure you tune in tomorrow for the last day of our 5-day podcast party. I hope you've been enjoying it so far, and I will see you then. If you enjoyed this episode of the podcast, we want to hear from you. Make sure you hit subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts and leave a review to let us know what you think. And make sure to share your favorite episodes with your friends or followers and tag me so we can connect on social.